Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we're so thankful to be here today. Whether it's rain or shine or whatever is going on in the world today, Lord, we take a moment to reflect on your word, reflect on your message, reflect on you, Lord. We take a moment to fellowship together, to gather together to worship you. Lord, we're so thankful to be saved, not by the deeds that we have done, Lord, but by your grace. We're so thankful to be able to come together and worship you today. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise. O holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing.
All of my heart I sing,
great are you, Lord, worthy of praise. Holy and true, great are you, Lord, most holy Lord. Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise. O holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing.
All of my heart I sing,
great are you, Lord, worthy of praise. Holy and true, great are you, Lord, most holy.
All of my heart I sing,
great are you, Lord, worthy of praise. Holy and true, great are you, Lord, most holy Lord. Salvation belongs to our God,
who sits upon the throne.
And unto the Lamb be praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength.
to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
And we, the redeemed, shall be strong in purpose and in unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
You could be seated for the song before communion.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, let me see all the things you are, all the things you want me to be. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, let me see all the things you are, all the things you want me to be. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. All the things you are, all the things you want me to be. Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
Amen.
that's in accordance with your will and that's pleasing and acceptable to you. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give thanks for the cup. Father, once again, we approach thy throne thanking you for this time that you've allowed us to gather and to share in this memorial meal. Father, we thank you for this cup, the blood of Jesus that represents that sacrifice he gave and that washes away the sins of the world. Father, be with each one that partakes thereof. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Separate from our communion service, we take this time to give an offering to God for that portion of the blessings that he's bestowed upon us during the week. There's a couple of different ways. We have a tray in the back of the room if you'd like to donate to the work of the congregation, or you can also do that online. And if you don't know how, you can contact one of the elders or one of the office staff, and they'll be glad to help you to do that. Let's give thanks for the offering. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for each blessing that you give. We're such a blessed country and such a blessed people. And we just pray that you continue to be with us. We pray, Father, that you would help us to use the offerings that we get here at this congregation to support those ministries that we support here in the Kanawha City area and those throughout the world. Help us to take your good news to each and every soul that we can. For these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
All right, kiddos, it's time for class. I know my kids are. They are ready. They said they're going to do the Sonic speed run to class. So, all right, if you could stand and sing with me. We're going to give Marvelous Things a try again here. He has done marvelous, he has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He has done marvelous, he has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He marvelous, 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 marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He marvelous, 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 marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He's done marvelous, he has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He's done marvelous, he has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord.
Just sopranos.
He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord, everyone. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You may be seated.
All right, just because it says sermon and I have a Bible up here does not mean I'm preaching a sermon. Everyone, thank you. So as Steve was scheduled to preach this week, and he had kind of a last minute son come in town, so he decided to go to his camp and spend time with him. And so left us with a quandary and looking at possibilities of who can preach for us. I went back to my ACU days and found a preacher that is going to be preaching for us from a video. And I was searching for this guy probably for a couple days. I could not find a YouTube video for this guy. And then I kind of doubled down and said, all right, well, let's kind of expand my search. And I went to another preacher that I followed in Abilene. and his current church in Little Rock. And what's hilarious is that last week, the guy I originally was searching for guest preached at that church. And so we're gonna be watching that from last week. But I have the syllabus from spring 2009, that's right. Does that make sense? Yeah, spring 2009, yeah, I was a freshman in college. Acts through Revelation, Mike Cope was the professor. He was once the preacher at Highland Church of Christ in Abilene, Texas, and now he is kind of doing lots of other things. And so to read a quick passage about grace, this is Ephesians 2, starting in verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. And right after the sermon, Alex is going to come up and lead a song. If y'all need prayer, if y'all need someone to talk to, there'll be people in the back. There'll be people be around to listen to you. All right, this is Mike Cope.
As the deer thirsts for the water, Lord, so my soul longs after you. My soul thirsts for the living God. Yes, my soul longs after you. And I pour out my soul deep within me. Deep within me I pour out my soul. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. As the deer thirsts for the water, Lord, so my soul longs after you. My soul thirsts for the living God. Yes, my soul longs after you. And I pour out my soul deep within me. Deep within me I pour out my soul. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. And I pour out my soul deep within me. Deep within me I pour out my soul. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you.
Amen.
Appreciate everybody being here this morning. We're going to go ahead and close our service with a prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for our church family here. And Father, we're thankful that that life isn't fair. We're thankful for your generosity. And if it were fair, then none of us would have the hope of salvation. And we are so thankful that you have mercy and you have grace for each and every one of us. And we're thankful for Jesus, because it's because of him that we have that offer that stands before us. Regardless of when we find Jesus, we know that we have that plan of salvation, and that we know that we have confidence that we can spend eternity with you. Father, we want to pray for the members of our family here that are unable to be here this morning. We have a lot of folks that have been sick. We want to pray for Chuck and Shirley and John Schumann and Sharla. And there's a whole lot of folks, and I know I'm overlooking them, Lord, but you knew who they are. And we just pray that you can strengthen them and get them back to a healthier position so they can join us again. And Father, help us take note of those that aren't here. Help us to reach out and love them, support them. Just let them know that we're thinking of them. And Father, we just want to, again, thank you for Jesus and for this time together. Help us to reach out and apply the things we've learned and live a life in a manner that brings others to Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.